here's a story from The World.
Last night, President Trump made things official and accepted the Republican nomination for president.
And this election will decide whether we will defend the American way of life or whether we will allow a radical movement to completely dismantle and destroy it.
Throughout the four-day convention, Republicans repeatedly tried to paint the U.S. as being at a dire crossroads. One word was said over and over: socialist. Here's The World's Sarah Birnbaum.
If you just randomly tuned in to the Republican National Convention this week, you'd be forgiven for thinking you'd landed in the 1950s.
Biden, Harris, and the rest of the socialists will fundamentally change this nation.
Speaker after speaker warned that the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, was an agent of the radical socialist left. And if he wins, they said, our country will slide into a communist dictatorship.
The same socialist policies which destroyed places like Cuba and Venezuela must not take root in our cities.
Joe Biden and the radical left are now coming for our freedom of speech.
Their vision for America is socialism, and we know that socialism has failed everywhere.
At one point during the convention, Florida businessman Maximo Alvarez took the stage. Alvarez was 13 years old when he fled Cuba, just as Fidel Castro and the communists took over the island. Alvarez said that Biden is mostly concerned with power, and then he delivered this warning.
I have seen people like this before. We cannot let them take over our country.
Alvarez's message is a continuation of an ad campaign the Republican National Committee started last year when it looked like Warren or Sanders would get the nomination. The campaign is called Victims of Socialism. It features video montages like this one.
Free tuition at public colleges.
It shows Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Free tuition and fees.
And then it cuts to a Venezuelan exile named Warner, who says he was put in prison by the Maduro regime.
The socialist person, they are very good as a poet, and they are very good in oratory.
Warren and Sanders didn't win the nomination, but that didn't seem to have an effect on the RNC's messaging. When Biden got the nomination, they just said he's under the control of Warren, Sanders, and the Squad, an ethnically diverse group of four junior congresswomen. And the messaging goes, Biden's election will lead to a socialist dictatorship.
The Republican Party has done this many times in the past.
That's Sherry Berman. She's a political science professor at Barnard College.
You heard similar kind of rhetoric with FDR's New Deal. You heard it also with Great Society programs. The idea that any kind of increased government intervention in the economy was going to lead us on a slippery slope to communist dictatorships.
For example, Ronald Reagan in 1961 warned that Medicare would lead to socialism.
One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine.
For the brave.
Republican Barry Goldwater said LBJ was embracing a socialist party platform.
Not to cringe before the bullying of communism.
My opponent is far outside the mainstream of economic thinking.
There was George H.W. Bush in 1992.
We're moving away from the socialistic high control experience.
I think his plans of the are redistribution of the wealth.
And John McCain in 2008.
That's one of the tenets of socialism.
One communist on the faculty of one university is one communist too many.
But the most dramatic example is Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s, claiming that hundreds of communists had infiltrated the U.S. government.
Even if there were only one communist in the State Department, that would still be one communist too many.
These days, the Republicans are trying to substitute Venezuela for the Soviet Union. But Jack Pitney, a strategist for the RNC in the 1980s, says the strategy isn't going to work very well with young people who have no memory of the Cold War. These days, Pitney teaches politics at Claremont McKenna College.
When I confront a room full of young people, I'm looking at people who weren't even born when the Soviet Union was still in existence. So trying to talk about a relationship of this to socialism and communism simply isn't going to work on anybody under the age of 40.
Also, Americans' perception of socialism has changed in the past 70 years. high levels of income inequality have led to a growing sense among young people that capitalism doesn't work. Now, it's true, most of those people are Democrats. But the Pew Charitable Trust conducted a survey in 2019 that found that even among Republicans, young Republicans are twice as likely to have a positive view of socialism than older Republicans. Carol Doherty is the director of political research for Pew. He says, on top of that, young Republicans favor policies like free college tuition.
This is a proposal that's a real expansion of the government's role in providing support for education, and young people are broadly behind it. 55% of all young Republicans favor it.
So likening it to a slide into dictatorship probably won't fly with that demographic. But Jack Pitney, the strategist-turned professor, says Red Scare messaging could work with voters in the all-important swing state of Florida.
Florida has a very large Cuban-American population, very anti-Castro, also has substantial numbers of people from Venezuela, Nicaragua, and the people who come here tend to be very hostile to communism.
Pitney says they're the target audience for the RNC ads and anti-socialist language.
If they can move the Hispanic American vote in Florida by just a couple of points, that could be crucial.
It's also more than that. When Trump and his surrogates talk about socialism, they aren't necessarily talking about policy or even drawing parallels to specific countries. After all, most voters aren't thinking about those things, says political science professor Sherry Berman. No, socialism here is a lot like code, a way of saying the other side is posing an existential threat to the American way of life.
This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
It's part of a fear campaign to portray your opponents as dangerous and evil and not just different from you.
Berman says the Republican base is already primed to hear this message and will likely respond to it.
By bringing up the sort of Venezuela and Cuba examples, you're not only painting the Democrats as extremists, but you're raising fear and resentment in your own base, which is likely to mobilize them, get them to the polls, yada, yada, yada.
Berman says, yes, tarring the other side as socialist or communist or radical is part of a long-standing tradition in American politics. But because we're so polarized right now, she says, it has the potential to be something quite dangerous. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.